Hey, welcome to Generation of Voice Podcast. I'm hosted by Yoko Ekawaku, Echo the Voice. This is Season 5, Episode 5. This is about the LGBT community letter people. Today, I want to talk about the dislikes and the honesty and my true opinion and how I feel about a lot of people claiming to be real women or real men, knowing they not that, versus a person who's born naturally as a male and lady. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to talk about today. You know what I'm saying? And I also found a new term not long ago about called a cisgender is weird, but you know, I'm gonna dive into it. Number one, I want to make this clear. No, I don't hate the people. I don't hate the letter people. I truly don't. I'm just voicing how I feel, personally, how I feel. Born as a man, no way take to be a man. That's what I'm talking about. Versus someone who was born a woman trying to be a man. It's two different things, okay? Get that clear. I don't hate nobody. I'm just expressing how I feel. So, dive into it. Look, I don't know what goes on to people's mindsets, everyday life, struggles, got it easy. I don't know. I truly don't, and I'm not, you know, questioning that, but the one thing I take personal in this, you know, situation, that being a real, natural, born, male, guy, father, son, nephew, grandson, brother, you know, things like those titles. I was born that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I kind of get some degree frustrated. You know, people trying to change their genders and say, "Oh, I'm a man now," just off of a surgery and off of a pronoun or whatever you want to call it. And it's not fair because, like, let's just say I wanted to be a woman. You know, it's not right to say I'm a woman. No, I'm a man. Now, you could say, damn, I wish I was a woman. Doesn't mean I'm going to turn into a woman or magically appear as a woman. That's like calling a murderer not a murderer after murdering 20 people. That's a serial killer. That's a murderer. You're not innocent. Right? So, you was born a woman, you was born a man, plain and simple. But nowadays, if you have to have respect for the genders, well, for the transgenders, or the whole lot of people overall, but you don't get the respect back, which is crazy. So you have to respect them while they respect you. You got to say certain things so you won't upset them. You got to do certain things so you won't get attacked, get canceled, whatever the fucking words and phrases you use in 2024, 2023, 2022, 2025, whatever year it is now in this generation. And it's kind of annoying with that too. You can't say certain jokes. You can't play certain songs. You can't say certain memes, whatever. Right? But me personally, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna say how I feel, what I want to say. Nobody will control me. I don't give a fuck what your pronouns and whatever it is. Because at the end of the day, there's only two genders, male and female. That's it. Boy, girl, man, guy. I mean, men, woman. That's it. Ladies. You feel me? Fellas. You feel me? You know, this shit be no, like, being a transformer or you know, doing weird shit. Like, because it's just not fun. It's not fair. Like, I mean, even if you want to be a transgender and switch genders to how you feel, who you should have truly been, okay, do it where a respectable way. You know what I'm saying? Don't pick too much, like, oh, why this, why that, why we can be labeled normal? Because you're not normal. Once you make that choice, you gotta live with it. You know? Because just because you turn into a woman doesn't mean we gotta respect you as a woman. Now, I can mind my business and let you do what you do, but don't force that on me. Because at the end of the day, I'm a real human being. I'm a real man. I didn't transform to this. I elevated from a baby boy to a kid boy to a teenager and to adult. I didn't came from a woman to a man at 28. I was like this since the day my dad bust into my mom. That's from that very point on. I was a boy slash man. I didn't say, I was no girl turned to a man or whatever. I was a real natural with a dick balls man. I'm a father, not a mother. I'm a father. So now if you're a father turned to, how would that work? How would that work? So that means you'll be a mother now and not a father? That's weird. Cause when you was fucking, you was a whole man. Right? Same thing about you. That's weird to be a father now. But when you fucking, you're a woman. So that's the part a lot of people have issues with. Because when you're a female, when you're a lady, you go through things that you know you go through naturally. And a man trying to transfer to a woman, that's not right. You don't get birth, you don't get pimp, you don't get none of that. Same way, man, you can't bust nuts, you can't, and this is why it's always going to be an issue, because we naturally do this from birth to now. So we can't just change, oh, I'm going to be a woman. That's disrespectful to a whole lady, you know what I'm saying? Who go through this shit on a day-to-day basis, seriously. You can't decide to be a woman because you couldn't look good, feel good. It's not always good. Do you realize a lot of ladies wish they don't have all these problems? Do you realize that? But you think it's a fucking joke to be one. Oh yeah, I'm a woman now. Bitch, no the fuck you ain't. You a nigga with balls. That's not cool to do. They like, we like a real lady go through real situations. Physically, mentally, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Emotionally. Like, do you realize when you have a baby, you have postpartum distress. When you get the Arbor Derby shot in your back, you know what I'm saying? Like, then when you have a baby, that shit fuck with you. A man can't turn to a woman and expect to understand that. Like you get periods, you get all that. Like you, like people understand that shit fucks with you. Like that shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit painful. And you're being totally disrespectful to a real lady, a real girl, a teenager, a woman. A mother, a auntie, a grandmother, you know what I'm saying? Who go this on a day-to-day basis. Breast cancer and all, you know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit is serious. And you just decided to play dress up and think it's cool to, oh, I want to be a woman now. You don't know what it's like to be a woman. You never will know what it's like to be a woman, no matter how hard you're trying to look and dress, thinking you're becoming one. It's not that easy, and it won't be easy. So for all y'all dumb motherfuckers, oh, I'm changing my name to her now. Oh, my name was Kevin. Now my name is Jofina. It's like, what the hell? Do you realize when you see a real lady, natural lady, do you understand what she go through versus what you went through? Same thing when they try to become a man. Do you realize what we gotta go through? No, you don't. Because I was naturally born a man. I didn't become this, like I said, by playing dress up. Oh, yeah, I want to wear some boxes, some underwear like a man. I want to talk like a man. Because when a real man want to beat your ass, you can't say you're a woman. Then you are standing on business, motherfucker. So if you get fucked up as a man, you better stay as a man. Don't call the cop. Don't say you're a woman or none of that bullshit. You gotta really stand on business, motherfucker. So when a man want a one-on-one, or when a man say, I fuck your bitch, you can't say, oh, but you can't talk to me like that. I'm like, nah, nigga, stand on business. And again, if a female slap a man who turned to a woman, don't say, oh, why you hit me? No, nigga, you wanna be a woman? You can slap like a woman, bitch. I'm gonna call you a bitch, bitch. You feel me? Just the same word, nigga. I'ma call you a nigga, 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 bitch, bitch, nigga. Don't try to switch up whenever you feel like, I was born a man, so I could be a man. No, keep that energy, my guy, my girl. Keep that energy. Keep the energy. Because the minute when a nigga get slapped, a nigga get pushed, a nigga want to throw hands, or a nigga get cut the fuck up, you can't switch your role then. Bitches, because they ain't a motherfucking movie out here. This real life. Keep that energy. It come with consequences. So if you want to play that role as a woman, from the time you made that decision, the time you thought about it, the time you think about it, the time you told your family, your friends, your co-workers, whoever, make sure you know what you want to be. You know what the fuck you doing. Because at the end of the day, you choose this path. You choose this position. You choose to make yourself look like a goofball each and every day. You choose to try to poke fun of a real woman or a real man everyday basis and struggle of their lives. Just because you feel like you was born as this or you was born as that. You feel like you can do that, right? So as you pick from a man to a woman or a woman to a man, just make sure it come with consequences. That's all I gotta say. Make sure you know what the fuck you doing. Don't switch up on anything. Stand on that shit 100%, my nigga. 100%, my bitch. Stand on it. You gotta stand on business. Because if you're going to play that role, then do it with a point where you're being respectful and you're not just doing it because you feel like you think you could. It don't work that way because it's not a movie. There ain't a show. There is no play. This is real life. And like I said, it's had nothing to do with the lesbians, the gays. They good, my book. Like I said, they take their business. They stay out the way. They still them. They don't say, oh, they might say they a bad bitch even though they gay, but they don't mean that they're gonna say, oh, I'm a transgender. They just gay, might do to get them nails done, high heels, whatever the case might be. Say they were lesbians. They might, you know, had a little dressy moments, but it doesn't mean that they a guy. They still a female. They still them. And they was born. It's just like the other gender. Or they like both genders, saying they were a bisexual guy. He still got his thing, his balls. He just like pussy and dick. That's it. He ain't gonna switch up on no, oh, I'm a her now. No, he's still him. She's still her. And the bias, like I said, I did the bias. The lesbians, same thing. The gays, the same thing. The body's the same thing. They take care of business and they stand on business. They don't do this little switch up shit. The only thing that makes them different is their sexuality. And I think gender, their sexuality is different. That's why I can talk to them. Because they don't care for this bullshit. It's the transgenders. That's who fuck up the game for the rest of the people. Because they trying to get this weird is going on. Like, oh, I'm a bad bitch. No, nigga, you still a nigga. What the fuck you talking about? I rather a gay guy to say he a bad bitch because he know he's not a bad bitch, but he used the term a bad bitch because he's gay. That's what he's imitating a woman while still being a man, which is okay, I guess. So it's not as bad as you think, because he could easily say, you know what, I don't want this no more. Because with a transgender, once you make that change, get the surgery done, you can't get your dick back. You can't get your coochie, all that. You fucked up. There's no scientist. So, again, I'm going to end this off. May do a part two. I don't care if I get backlash. I truly don't. And it is what it is. Look, this is Generation Voice Podcast. I'm hosted by Yonko, aka YQ. This is Season 5, Episode 5, on Wednesday. You feel me? I'm out. I love y'all. See ya Friday. Peace.